Good morning. Before I introduce our speaker, I have a short little story to tell about her, so bear with me. Everyone knows I'm a crier, so. I've known Lynn, well, actually, Lynn has known me since I've been wee little. Her and my mother have been very close, best friends, and I can honestly say that she is one of the holier women that I've ever personally known. And so a few years ago, when her son passed away, Bobby, at the time I was pregnant and my hormones were going crazy, and she had actually called me up. She was looking for my mother, and she had told me the news. I was just in shock. I was just overcome with this sadness for Lynn and her family. It's always been one of my biggest fears to lose a child. And I was just really confused. I couldn't help thinking throughout the day, why would God do this to someone that's just so... anyone who knows Lynn, she's given her life to the Lord. She's truly a servant. And through this confusion that I was having and, you know, my hormones and sadness, I can look back now and I realized how weak I became at this time. And I started doubting. And Satan really got into my mind. And I would ask questions, you know, how could this be? And I would hear the answers, because there is no God. And I would think, everything that I've learned my whole life, you know, going to Catholic school and going to church every Sunday. And I would hear, it's a lie. There is no God. And I started believing it. I started thinking, I remember, you know, scientists can't explain these miraculous healings. And I would hear, it's positive energy. You know, if you take care of yourself, you can cure yourself. And it was... it was really scary, and I was really lost during this time of having these thoughts. And before I went to bed that night, I told myself, kind of as a last resort, I was like, I'm going to pray the rosary. And I had one intention before that rosary, and it was, Lord, I need to know why you allowed this to happen to Lynn and her family, or I'm going to lose all of my belief and faith in you. And I fell asleep praying the rosary. And before I woke up the next morning, I had a vision. And I don't usually have visions, but I had a vision. And it was Lynn. And she was standing in front of a podium, just like this, sharing her witness to a group of women. And I heard as clear as day in my head, this is why. And I'm just so thankful, because never since have I ever lost doubt or had any doubt in God. And I'm just thankful for you, Lynn, that now, today, you are going to share your witness. One of my favorite...
Thanks a lot.
One of my favorite scriptures since I've become a member of Magnificat is Revelations 12, and it says, you will be saved by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And I just feel that that's so true today, and I'm so thankful that you're able to now come up here and share your testimony with all of us. So please, with a warm welcome, Lynn Marlin of Morgantown.